This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Anatole Lieben, the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. He's the director of the Eurasia Project. He's back from several months in the UMA, in the Black Sea Basin, in Europe, continental Europe, in his native Britain, reflecting upon the events of these last hours, the announced meeting of the two presidents. But before that, we have to look at the remarks of a man who was president of Russia momentarily in the 21st century while Vladimir Putin stepped aside as prime minister. His name is Dmitry Medvedev, and he's made intemperate remarks before. However, when he mentioned dead hand, that requires interpretation for many people who were too young to remember or unaware of the paranoia of the first Cold War. Dead hand refers to what in Russia is called Sistema Perimeter. And that was a semi-automatic program built to continue the atomic war after the leadership was dead. That's right. It sounds like something Hollywood would come up with, but in fact it was real, we believe, and bringing it back in rhetoric is very hostile. Anatole, why did he do this, and what does it accomplish to mention something that was so clearly regarded as part of madness in the first Cold War?
Well, I mean, it wasn't exactly madness. It was a way of deterring the Americans from a first strike to decapitate the Soviet leadership. I mean, within the framework of mutually assured destruction, it made excellent sense. As to why Medvedev brought this up now, look, I mean, the Russians, I mean, including sometimes Putin, have periodically reminded the West of Russia's nuclear arsenal and nuclear threat to the West as a way of, deterring them from much stronger support for Ukraine. Medvedev clearly has a license from Putin to say this kind of thing, to worry the West. But I have to say that Medvedev is not taken seriously now in Russia by serious members of the establishment. He's widely regarded as an alcoholic. He doesn't, I think, have himself any serious influence on policy. He's just a useful, what to call him, a useful voice to stir things up from time to time. And actually, I'm not saying that this was worked out in advance, but this was rather good for Trump as well, because Trump could then, look very tough by moving these US submarines. What that, to threaten Russia, what that actually meant, we have no idea, because these submarines are on permanent deployment and standby anyway. But it allowed Trump to do a very Trumpian thing, which is look and sound very tough immediately before, in fact, moving towards a meeting with Putin and a possible compromise. This is a very Trumpian way of doing things, and Medvedev created an opportunity for him to do so. So that's why I described this as a thoroughly theatrical exercise on both sides.
Is Medvedev a possible future leader in the Kremlin after Putin?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the official succession goes to the prime minister, Mitrokhin, if Putin suddenly disappeared. The general assumption is that that will be an interim and that there would be then a hard man chosen from among the elites. But it wouldn't be Medvedev, I don't think. He's too old and regarded as too unserious. As to who Putin is lining up as an eventual successor, we have absolutely no idea, nor is it at all clear whether Putin has decided that. Very likely not.
Is there a succession conversation ongoing? Mr. Putin is a healthy looking, but everybody older than 70 thinks about the future.
Whether it's going on in Putin's head, I have no idea. As to the conversations in the the Russian establishment. Yes, I mean, they are happening, but very, very, very quietly. Nobody, as far as I know, dares to say anything on the subject to Putin himself. And very, very vaguely and inconclusively, we really have, as I say, no idea on the subject. And you know, autocrats like Putin are also extremely bad very often at designating a successor, even within their own minds, because, of course, as soon as you do that, you've recognized your own mortality, which human beings in general are not very good at.
Anatole Levin, Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, back in the U.S. of A.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.